Here lies the minesweeper Bremen, which played a key role during the Second World War. When war broke out in 1939, the Navy had no ships that could serve as guardians of neutrality. That is, escort convoys of merchant ships, trap mines, and sweep mines. The Navy's tasks also included stopping naval ships from warring countries from entering Swedish waters. Bremen was built at Eriksberg's Mekaniska Verkstad, a shipbuilder in Gothenburg. She is one of 12 Arhoma-class minesweepers that were built in rapid succession during the initial years of the World War. The ships were also called the workhorses of the Navy. Bremen was named after the Bremen Lighthouse south of Sundsvall. The name is still heard today in Swedish weather forecasts for sea areas, so next time you hear Bremen mentioned, your thoughts may wander to the Naval Museum and the Second World War. Bremen used various methods to find mines. One was to use paravans, which look like dolphins on water skis. Two of them are found on the stern deck, along with a tow cable. The technique is based on using a cable cutter on the tow line, which cuts the mooring or anchoring cable of the floating mine. The paravans keep the minesweep out along the sides in a Y shape. There were various ways to disable the mines. One was to shoot them from a distance. Another was to haul up the mine and examine it. And the third was to row out and set an explosive charge on the mine, then blow it up. Two men always rowed out together to place the charge. They had to be very careful not to row into any of the mine's corners, which would set it off. The man who lashed down the charge had to also keep the mine away from the boat. The commander of the Bremen, along with a petty officer and a corporal, died when they brought a mine on board that exploded. Minesweeping has always been a dangerous activity. After her active career, Bremen was the mothership to the midget submarine Spigen for a few years. She was decommissioned in 1966 and thereafter used to train destroyer engineers. That is why one of her steam boilers is cut open, while the other is intact. Much of the interior and armaments of the ship remain as they were during the Second World War, although at that time she had solid bulwarks, and these walls under the deck meant that the crew had to climb up and down ladders between the various compartments of the ship.